Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone on our program. Kate Olson is with us. She's a Cass County Extension Director, and she is going to be talking on behalf of the Cass County Master Gardeners program here today. Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
Well, good. How's the winter season been at the Extension office?
Well, not too bad, actually. We've been getting a few things done here and there and tried to stay dug out most days, but yeah, it's been a little chilly.
Good time to stay indoors and make plans, but soon enough, folks will be chomping at the bit to get outside and do some things, have some fun, and the Master Gardeners are kind of all about that.
Absolutely, yeah. Our Master Gardeners are already meeting for the year and planning maybe a few modified plans for the year, but definitely doing some good stuff. So yeah, we've got some things to chat about today, including our upcoming scholarships that our Master Gardeners like to do.
Yeah, the Master Gardeners here in Cass County, does that group tend to, as it's continuing to grow?
Yeah, we, on average here in Cass County, we host a new class every other year. So we are scheduled to host a class in 2021. That'll start this fall. And we usually have pretty good response. So we grow our group by about, you know, usually 5 to 8 members every couple of years when we bring a new class of Master Gardener trainees in. And then we always have some folks that, you know, move or fall off due to retirement and things like that. So we keep a pretty steady 25 to 30 member group here in Cass County, and they are active all over the county. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's an active group, but that's largely because they have to be.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and they are active because they are involved in so many projects that they are so passionate about, and that's fantastic. So it's great to see them coming up with projects that are meaningful to them and also so beneficial to their communities.
Yeah, partnering up with so many different organizations and communities and groups and things. Well, I see that the scholarship program is going to happen again this year. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Master Gardeners have done a scholarship program for folks who are doing secondary education. So whether that is graduates right out of high school, or if they have a couple years of education or work experience under their belt, anyone who is working on post-secondary education. So if you're working on an associate's degree, a certificate, a bachelor's degree, whatever, as long as you are studying some sort of horticulture, the Master Gardeners have a scholarship for you. So it is a $1,000 scholarship to any local student, and if you're interested, you can find that information on the Cass County Extension website. It's specific to a couple different specific school districts, and the reason for that is we have Master Gardeners that currently live in the Atlantic, Clarinda, Cam, Exira EHK, Griswold, and Red Oak school districts. So we're kind of a almost regional Master Gardener group at this point, but all of our Master Gardeners help with our fundraising efforts, and so we want all of the residents of their school districts to be able to benefit from that.
Sure. What types of fundraising efforts to generate the money for the scholarship?
Primarily, the money comes from our spring and fall plant sales. We do have a little bit of income occasionally left over from our bus trip and our spring garden seminar as well. Although for the most part, we try and make those two events pretty much self-sustaining. But if we have extra money left over, we just put that back in our community service fund, and it funds things like the community grants and the scholarships.
Very good. Well, what are the guidelines here? Do they have to get into some sort of a field related to horticulture then?
Yep. So any sort of horticulture-related field. So we've had folks studying everything from greenhouses to landscaping, lots of different opportunities there. Even could be more related to ag and horticulture, although, you know, commercial or public horticulture usually tends to be the direction that goes. So they have to apply, and we by April 1st, and we will let them know by about the middle of May. We usually try and get into, if they're a high school student, get into their high school awards night and get that award handed out. And then they have to successfully complete their first semester in the upcoming fall semester. And then once they complete that semester, we will write a check to the institution for that $1,000.
Very good. Well, when we talk about horticultural-related fields, you're thinking, okay, for a young person, what kind of opportunities in the real world now are there for me if I get a degree in that area? So I'm asking you, Kate, what types of things can they do with that?
Right. Well, so like I said, we have had folks that work in like the landscaping and nursery business. Mm-hmm. We also have awarded that scholarship to folks who are getting back into like ag education or want to teach horticulture. So if they're going to be like a local high school ag instructor, that would qualify as well. So they could be going into teaching, they could be going into commercial horticulture, they could be going into more of a production base. So if they're going to go work in a nursery or greenhouse or run a farm, they could qualify for that. Really anything with, you know, growing and producing food, plants, flowers, all of that is related to horticulture.
Or perhaps at some point, someday, maybe be a specialist with ISU Extension.
Well, absolutely. We would love that.
That's nice to perpetuate the program. Well, very good. Well, what's the process like for those who would like to apply for those scholarships?
Yeah, so all of the information on the scholarships has been sent to the guidance office for those school districts that we mentioned. Or if you want to just learn more about it and can't get a hold of a guidance office or want to chat with somebody, it's also on the Cass County Extension website as a news release. The application form's on there, all the information about it. And we'd love to chat with you. If you have questions, you can give our office a call, 712-243-1132, or drop us an email on there, and we'd be happy to answer any questions. But like I said, that's available online and through all of those guidance offices with the school.
Okay, and all of that contact information is available online on the Extension website, too. So you can find, if you didn't catch the telephone numbers or the email addresses, those are all available there. Excellent. Well, when we talk about some of these opportunities for young people to maybe take a look at some career opportunities in horticulture, there are some folks who are already giving back. We talked about how big and active the Cass County Master Gardener program is, and some of them are getting awards for their accomplishments.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, we do have a pretty big and pretty active Master Gardener group, and they are from beyond the borders of Cass County. So one of our master gardeners, Todd Turner, he actually lives just south of Cass County here in Montgomery County. He is a member of the Cass County Master Gardeners, went through the training here, and is still very active with our group. He was honored for donating over 400 hours of volunteer time in the 2020 growing season. He was one of 15 master gardeners in the entire state that turned in over 400 hours. And so that's, you know, definitely something, especially when you look at 2020 being kind of a crazy year for getting out and getting involved in the community.
Yeah, it is. The way 2020 turned out for anybody to be able to spend 400 hours out doing some things to make their communities better, that's really laudable.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, those careers that people might be looking for in horticulture. Todd actually works at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, but as part of that, he helps run and manage not only their gardens there, but also helps with the Live Well Montgomery County Giving Garden, which is something that a grant-funded garden that they've gotten going there in the last couple of years and is really putting out a lot of produce to donate was kind of their focus this year. In the past, they've also had a children's garden program there. So Todd's worked with kids hands-on teaching them gardening skills as well. But yeah, almost all of those 400 hours this year that Todd put in were in food rescue and food donation. So lots of donation gardens that he helps with down there in Montgomery County. He's also helped with getting produce to a lot of the projects that we did here in Cass County. He regularly connects with some of our master gardeners in the Griswold area to get produce funneled up this direction through our Grow Around Other Row program, through a lot of the local pantries. So overall, he tracked last year and got about 2,500 pounds of fresh produce distributed across the couple counties.
Wow, that's some good work.
Yeah.
That's some good hard work.
So, yeah. It is, and yeah, we have a lot of different community garden projects that, you know, going on across that county and Cass County, but, you know, Todd really put in a lot of extra hours, and a lot of our Master Gardeners have put in those hours. Across the entire Master Gardener group, we had over 1,000 hours donated in Cass County in 2020, so, but yeah, Todd's hours were 400 of those, so lots of good work happening here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's not the only one that's been honored recently, too. I know there are others.
Yes, yes. So LaVon Eblin, one of our master gardeners, she has been a master gardener for many years here in Cass County. She received the same award in 2016, the Outstanding Master Gardener by the state Master Gardener Program. And she, in 2016, donated 400 volunteer hours. And then a couple years later, LaVon was also recognized as a lifetime master gardener for donating over 1,000 hours total throughout the terms of her service. So she's gotten a lot of good hours in as well, and she did a lot of work with Donation Gardens as well and that food rescue work this past summer. So
yep, lots of opportunity. If you just know where to look, you can really make a difference in your local communities, and I guess it all starts with the opportunity with the class too. So if folks want to know more about that, they should check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we are now starting March 1st, we are accepting applications for our online Master Gardener training. It will be, again, they did it completely online last year. Most of the training will still be online this year, but we will have be able to offer more of those local hands-on workshops as well. So if folks are interested in becoming a Master Gardener or want to learn more about what that training will look like, we would love to chat with them. Like I said, we usually get a pretty good group when we do host the training here. So if folks want to get signed up, we'd be happy to chat with them about how to do that.
Excellent. Check it out online or give them a call. It's always available for you. Kate, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Continue the good work of that program.
Absolutely. Thanks for chatting this morning, Jim.